I'm just quickly going to talk about a small environmental association from Lisbon, from Portugal, called Gaia, that was started like 7 years ago in a university, but soon became autonomous, and tries to link social and environmental issues with a very strong activist side, mostly creative activism, a lot of things like rhythms of resistance and critical mass. In Lisbon, were started by people active in this organization. And the first collective garden in Lisbon, was squatted in the very center of Lisbon, was started by this organization 6 years ago. And a lot of people passed by, a lot of workshops, permaculture stuffy stuff. And it was destroyed 2 months ago to build a park, a green park, whatever. And but in Lisbon, it's very interesting because most people from generation of my parents and whatever came from the countryside. So there's a lot of land occupation for gardening, like wild gardens close to the highways and all these areas that are not used. There's a lot of small gardens, people squatting land informally. And this project was destroyed, but a lot of different collective gardens popped up in the meanwhile. So yeah, a lot of people are growing food close to highways in spaces like this. And in the meanwhile, a lot of collective gardens came up in the suburbs of Lisbon and stuff. And this is the eviction of this first collective garden, which was in a very pretty place with a very nice view over the city. Like hundreds of people passed by and learned a lot there. And you can put that one of the cement livres, the seeds, the other one. This is Gaia is also representing this part of this European seed sovereignty campaign. So because of the new seeds law in Europe, there was a lot of campaigning done for free seeds and started making a vegetable gardens network of gardens that use traditional seeds. And another project is a sustainable village in the south of Portugal, a more educational project in a poor area of Portugal. And there was a social center where we did popular kitchens to talk about different struggles or different issues. And what else? Yeah, there was recently an action camp organized against a dam in the north of Portugal that's destroying one of the last wild rivers in Portugal. The photos, I'm sorry, but I collected them just quickly right now. The people from the organization are also always very active in all the protests that were going on against the austerity recently in Portugal. And that's where we became a bit more popular in the media, coming where we were presented as dangerous anarchists with the international links. And we very much appreciate the advertising. This is the collective garden. Yeah, just can pass again. And basically that's it. If you ever pass by Lisbon, the group was all is very small. A lot of people are struggling, are doing a lot of different projects at the same time. A lot of people are struggling to get a little bit of money in shitty jobs. So you're very welcome to join the group, and there was always a lot of people from many countries taking part in Gaia. So whenever you come to Lisbon, welcome.